I want to minister, I think, a subject that need to come into the body of Christ when you talk about miracles, signs and wonders and different gifts of the Holy Ghost along this ideal of provision. The key word tonight is we're going to use the word provision, prophetic provision. I think the church need to be pointed in that direction, how to have prophetic encounters with God provision. How to have prophetic or prophetical encounters with God provision. Now, with that statement made, God going to use men. And I think that's a missing ingredient because I wrote prayer, no praise can take the place of prophetic encounter. Now that's large there. Prayer, no praise can take the place of prophetic encounters because prayer and praise provoke the prophetical. In other words, God most time answers you through men. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so you see, we have a tendency with prayer and praise and worship, we try to pass God's servants up. Yes. And when I say man, I'm talking about man and woman. Mm-hmm. Whoever God wants to use, he can use.
Yes, sir.
But the idea here, if we learn to expect to receive from a man, who standing in Jesus' place.
Yes, sir.
See, now we're going to have a lot of scriptures to look at. Let's begin writing this down, the importance of hearing the voice of the prophet speaking on God's behalf. The importance of hearing the voice of the prophet speaking on God's behalf. Turn with me to two scriptures, not our major text, but turn to Numbers, the book Numbers in the Old Testament. And we're going to look at a verse that will help us introduce us to a deeper dimension of getting answers quicker. See, God said, I sent your answer, but you didn't hear me talking to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. This is a new territory for you. And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. If there are a prophet among you.
Yes, sir.
Now it's a sad thing to have a prophet among you and don't know it. Looking for something else. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And then go over in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. I believe some provision been jammed in the system. And we're about to take them out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like this kind of preaching because I was interrupted by the Lord. When the Lord, my goodness, thank you, Lord, I feel it. When the Lord want to get something out, he interrupt your preaching.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I don't know how long y'all been preaching, but sometime the Lord shut down on you. Yeah, he shut down on you to get your attention.
Yeah.
It's something specific, dynamic, he wants to reveal. And he wants you to be out the way.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, most preachers, you know, when you're younger, you panic. So you're sweating and you say, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? But if the Lord is something he, tonight, prophetically, about prophetic provision. And I believe many, many, many people are going to be delivered tonight from circumstances and situation that been holding good people at bay because of not understanding this prophetic substance that God has set forth in his body. All right, there's an anointing here that is almost unaddressed. That's anointing here, almost an anointing not respected. And so therefore, the direction and the instruction is overlooked.
Yes, sir.
Wow, man. So I'm listening just like you.
Yes,
Luke 16, 31. This is a man talking to God from hell, trying to get out. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses, he'd ask the Lord to let somebody talk to him. He said, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. See, he's talking about the important. Now, the scripture that I'm going to now is familiar, but it's setting us up for our text. But this scripture should have a deeper dimension. We'll go to the scripture now. Because when prophetically in the scriptures, when nothing looked like it's going to work right, God sent a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Or God send you to a prophet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the prophetic anointing and the prophetic wisdom and the prophetic calling operate in God's place. In other words, God put all he got on him for you. And if you don't know how to trust him, if you got odds with preachers, you got odds with people who are called, And you got odds with routine. You revelation don't pay no attention to routine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're stuck in regular,
yes, sir,
you can't receive when the prophetic dimension kick in. It's gonna be too high for you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because you're looking for something lower.
Right.
Now, you know this scripture, you know of it, but it's gonna be new to you tonight, it's gonna be different. Second Chronicle. Go there. Still not in my text. We're waking up to it.
Yes, sir.
When we get to it, we'll be ready for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hallelujah. Second Chronicle 20:20. Now look at this. Now remember what I said earlier. We're talking about encounters. Encounter mean stamping reality into the situation. The situation become real. Let me give you encounter is a reality that furnish the reality of a portion of thing to you. So why did God send the prophet? See, and so we got to tap into this tonight as the Holy Ghost leads us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, here's a situation that it seemed like it's impossible, but it was a provision set up. So a lot of time we're going through things and we think we have a problem,
mm-hmm,
but it's really a provision set up.
Yes, sir.
But by the same token, many times you can't unlock it.
Yeah.
It take a prophet with a key.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Come on, sir.
To come in your life with a word from God that unlock the problem and show it to you that is a provision.
Yeah.
Five armies against this man.
Uh-huh.
They prayed, didn't work. Mm-hmm. Fast, see, God had prayer and fasting sent the prophet to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you don't know that, you think your prayer not answered.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. You know, somebody walk in your room with a white robe and red eyes, you think, you know, but God didn't hear me. No, God send the most unlikely person to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, beware, you entertain angels unaware.
Yes, sir.
Same kotala lebeshi, the same power, the same unction here. Beware, you're in the presence of prophet, mm-hmm. a prophetical anointing, and unaware. Treat every preacher the same way. Don't do that.
Yes, right.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know even why God have you at a meeting.
Yes, sir.
He have you there for a particular reason. You got to hear a word. There's a word going to change the spectrum of the whole idea.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
See? You on live connection tonight for a reason.
Uh-huh.
There's a prophetical word coming to your house, coming to your life, coming to your ministry, coming to your finances, coming to your situation.
Yes, sir.
I know it's coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's too powerful what the Lord revealing here. Look at this 22nd Chronicle 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Now they're in trouble. They got the armies coming against all kind of things. But he says, the king knew, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Now that word believe, that's so important. Believe. Matter of fact, you know that scripture, but I want you to underline the word believe.
Uh-huh.
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. All right, thank you, Lord. Believe, that is again, underline it. Believe his prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So shall you prosper.
Right.
Now, we're in a day, some minister's not gonna be able to handle this, where God used prophets more than he used himself.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on.
True. Because the prophet represents him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it's kicking some of the pride out of you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
To know that he has vessels that he can use.
Yes.
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. All right, they must have took him up for his word because they went to praise and look at verse 25. Provision. Look at verse 25. Look what happened.
Yeah.
Look what happened. Same thing could happen to you. Look what happened. And when Jehoshaphat and his people, who he had talked to, mm-hmm. came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead body. Now, we go back to verse 20 now. This would not have happened without verse 20.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
God said, saying right now, I'm not going to move in your life if you ignore my call one.
Come on.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See. I sent them for a reason.
Yeah.
See. I pass my power, listen, through their infirmities to you.
Yes, sir.
Because you couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's currents. And so the reason God used men, they got to break down that current. So when it get to you, it won't knock you out. And so you got to be ready to believe. You got to be ready to receive. You got to be ready to act upon.
Yeah.
There's nothing too hard for God. Who believes that?
Yes, sir.
They couldn't even handle it. And then Mark chapter 10, verse 27, it's talking about being rich and it's talking about provision and it's talking about how the 100-fold return work and the boy got nervous. But Jesus said, things that are impossible with men, all things are possible with God.
Yeah.
But God uses men in his work. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. 2 Kings is our text, chapter 4. And I want to address being broke. I want to address debt. And I want to address 30 years.
Yes.
And 20 years.
Come on.
And 10 years. Too long.
Yes, sir.
Too long.
And I want you to know most of our prosperity is burned up in interest. Man have taught us another way. But we don't trust God. And so most of we paying more interest than we're living.
That's true.
And then debt calls us to try to have things we're not ready for.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes,
yes
sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to have a prophetic encounter. But we're going to see that you can be in ministry. Mm-hmm. And you can fear God. Mm-hmm. And still not in contact with his provision. Yeah. Honest people, good people, people who love God, people who live in right. But not in proper contact with God's provision.
Woo.
That's most of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I never come to preach down to you. I never come to hurt you. But you have to hear these things.
Yes, sir.
You have to understand that you are living below your prophetical means.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Look at verse 1 of that chapter. Look at this thing. Listen to what this woman said. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet. Now she went to a prophet unto Elisha. Saying, I know that what she said. Look what he's saying. It don't add up. But it add up for the day of this society, this church, the churches that are coming up today. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. All right. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Isn't that something? He did fear the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You see that? Yeah, he did fear the Lord in the prophet school and the creditor. Y'all understand that word creditor?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a common word.
Yes.
And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. In other words, I've lost my husband. I'm about to lose my two sons. But she's talking to a prophet.
Yes, sir.
I said she's talking to a prophet. I'm going to say something else. She's looking to a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe you got a word for me. I don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
So I came to you.
Yes, sir.
You, can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And look at verse 2 now. The first word I want you to write down is debt, because that's what I'm going to deal with somewhere tonight. Debt. You come into this meeting, you come to sit under a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so prophetically, something got to happen.
Yeah.
Got to. Yes, sir.
Raise your hand if you believe that.
Yes.
Prophetically. You at home, raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically, we're trusting the Holy Ghost. We're trusting the gift.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So we believe that many prophetic provisions going to be released tonight.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I believe.
Do you believe?
Yes,
say, I believe.
I believe.
All right. You believe. Believe. That believe some of your business transaction.
Yes, sir.
Some thing that you're dealing with, something that you've been dealing with, is about to be released.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the first word is debt. Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, the second voice, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then, I'm going to make a statement after this that I want you to get. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. And look what he told at the end of verse 3, borrow not a few. Now this borrowing is different because the vessel is going to go back to him. Borrow not a few. And when thou come, verse 4, when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. Now, the prophet just talking.
Yes, sir.
This don't even make sense. What she got to be doing? What she got to be doing at this point? What this woman, what?
Believe.
She got to be believing.
Yes.
See, we see, there's no uncertainty about the anointing. When the Lord is speaking, you can't be calculating.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Because you interrupt the equation.
Yes, sir.
He's about to do something supernatural, and you're about to you think you're going to do something about what you see.
Yes, sir.
That pot of oil wasn't enough, naturally. Mm-hmm. But because the prophetic unction was put on it.
Yes, sir.
And she was told to do, and she began to follow instruction. She was not only pouring all in those other vessels, but she was pouring in the prophetical anointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know if you ever heard this word, but she was operating in prophetical obedience. Things happened. Throughout the scripture, Jesus operated as a prophet in the 6th chapter of John with the loaves.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically. It's impossible for 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread to feed all them people. But prophetically, Jesus said, tell them, sit down.
Yes, sir.
And one of you got one of your weak disciples said, is he going out of his mind? These people are going to kill us. Sit down and sit down. So when people sit down, they expect you got the answer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But he spoke prophetically. He spoke what he didn't see.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And he expected divine backup.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And if you're gonna walk in the office of a prophet, you got to walk on air sometime. You just got to go ahead and move out. When he tell you to do something, do it. I've done that many times. And it end up in the ministry fable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, yep.
So she pouring, and the oil not running out. Now, why he told her shut the door? So your nosy neighbor can't come ask you no question about how you're going to get out of this.
Yes, sir.
That's who mess you up. Them nosy neighbors and your nosy kinfolk. They come asking all these questions. What you going to do now? I remember when I quit my job, they come back, what you going to do now? I said, I'm just going to sit here.
Come on, sir.
Man said, I'm a veteran. I've been in the service for 30 years. I got a check coming from that. I'm working. My wife working. Don't you have some children? I said, yeah, I got children. He said, what you gonna do? I said, if quails have to take a heart attack over my driveway and fall, I pick them and take them in the cow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on, sir.
See, but see, they, all right, I'm gonna give you a word now. Prophetic insight.
Uh-huh.
Write it down. Prophetic insight. She didn't have no insight. He didn't have no insight. He loved me, but he was trying to hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Because he's trying to get me to go back up from the prophetic word God have given me and go back natural. I'm so glad.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad. And I'm going to hurt you in a little while because I believe we'd have missed some things. I think God have talked to us about some things. And because we wasn't in a prophetic setting of thinking, we yield to the other way.
Yeah.
Now this meeting is to get an anointing on you that you be sensitive, because you know foolishness from faith.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes. You know when you're trying to fake something.
That's right. That's right.
Or God have fixed something.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
See, God have fixed it. When he fixed it, you don't have to try to fix it. You're supposed to yield and do what he tell you to do.
Yes.
Suppose this woman would have got hot. I thought you was going to tell me something to do. Well, she went there for a word from him.
Right.
So she followed instruction. Now, the average Christian would not have followed that instruction.
Yes,
they done went back home, saying, he ain't no prophet.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right.
He should have went in his pocket and give me some money.
Yes, Yes, sir.
How you gonna learn if somebody keep giving you something?
Yeah. Right.
You have to learn yourself. You have you have to go through some things.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Telling me, tell my go pull no oil, then he won't get my children involved in it. Yeah. Embarrass me. No, she didn't think like that. Right. See? Now watch what happened. Verse 3, then he said, go borrow three vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son. This is a family matter. And shall pour out. You imagine how old them boy would be, say, ooh, good dog. Mama, where you getting all that oil from?
Come on.
She said, the prophet told me to do it. It just keep the bottle. Every time I pour it out, it's filled back up.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this. I know all y'all going to shout. I see your pocket continually being full.
Yes.
You at this meeting, right? You here, right? I see every time something come out, something else come back in. You see what I'm saying? Now, how many? Two words we start out with in 2 Chronicles 20, 20. Believe. My pocket will never be empty again. See? I see that. You see that? Huh? You see it? See, I never walk with an empty pocket. No. Always keep some money in your pocket. Y'all get them little funky cars out your pocket. Or use some money. Or have some money. You need to have some money sometime in your pocket. Y'all, depending on the cars, you think, see, it give you a credit mentality. You ought to have some cash in your pocket. So when you put your hand in your pocket, you feel it.
Yes, sir.
Or go buy a bologna sausage, Sammy. Push the card in there. You don't never see money. So you don't never see money, you see? You don't never see money. You don't know money flowing. You're just using credit. You got to use that money, see that money, feel that money, touch that money. That's what the system wants you to do. He wants to get you plastic. Once they get you plastic, you're broke.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Woo! All they want you to use. No, when you get your check or whatever, get you some cash.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And put it in your pocket. Every now and then, stick your hand in it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen. Are you seeing me?
Yes.
Come on, sit down. Let me finish. Somebody got delivered. Yeah, you got hella money.
Yes,
see, they make it convenient for you, but it's really not convenient.
Yes,
they're cutting you off from the real flow.
Yes, sir.
You're cutting you off that you don't have to depend on them.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Huh? You see. Somebody else controlling your finances.
Yes.
You need to control it yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful.
You better talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir.
How prophetic this can be. We have come tonight to understand that we cannot let the credit card take the place of money because the system trying to put us in another way to handle our lives. But God wants us to have money in the fish mouth. It wasn't no credit card.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
MasterCard and Visa wasn't in that fish mouth.
Yeah.
Because Jesus didn't deal with it. Jesus dealt with cash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
You sing the song, I won't be like Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, live like Jesus then.
Yeah.
You're living on the system. Now, you can use this thing when you got to use it, but don't let this thing use you.
Right.
It's just like you put a belt on your pants. You're using the belt, but the belt not using you. You tell the belt what to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let me, I got a lot more things to say to you. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
See, now what you have in tonight is called a prophetic encounter.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right.
It's taking the natural route away from you.
Yes, sir.
and each one on the sound of my voice will begin to walk a prophetic route. Yeah, prophetic route. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But prophetically, just like this woman came to this prophet, you before me tonight.
Yes, sir.
So there are some things God is working on for you. And he's showing you how to do it. The direction, the debt, the direction. She followed the direction. Sit down. Let me show you. You getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
Verse 4. Yeah. There's some people you need to shed out.
Yep.
Shed out your life. Now I'll tell you a fact. I walk in love, but I got family members I can't deal with. I love them, but they can't handle me.
Yeah.
See, one family member told me he mentioned my name in front of other family members. They get all upset and get nervous. It's because they don't want to walk in the truth. I'm gone. Bye-bye. I'm never coming back. Not to that level. I'm never coming back. God is too good. God is too big. I know too much about God. I'm going to flow with God. You ain't going to have me coming back there, tripping, pinning and around. And no!
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
Deliverance have come. When I come, I'm trying to get through it. When thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So it's debt, then she followed direction. See, follow direction. So she went from him. Just like he told her, shut the door upon her and upon her son. Now, you probably some other nosy people want to know what was happening to try to get in. But she told me you can't come in. She'd have let one person in this whole thing. That's why you can't be talking to everybody about what the Lord dealing you with. Because sometimes the Lord don't want them in on it because they're going to make a mess of it. Get there, go there and get there and then go back and get them. You come see. All right, now notice verse 6. And it came to pass. The most idiotic and the most stupid instruction in the natural that can be given. But yet, through the spiritual dimension of the prophetic world, it came to pass. How many of y'all believe you're going to miss some instruction sometime? I have you. Raise your hand up. You too. We're going to miss some instruction because we think that praying, we're fasting, we're praying in tongue. Yet, God sent it prophetically to you. And you don't adhere to it. Because it's not like you want to do it. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, what?
Yep.
That she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. Look what happened then. And the oil stayed. I wrote down here, deliverance. I wrote in my Bible, deliverance. Then she came and told the man of God. See, now here's something.
Yeah.
People get deliverance and don't ever come back to the man of God.
Come on, sir.
No, I've had people come in to lose some of money. They ain't never come back. But they came to me at the beginning. I received some. They came to me at the beginning. You follow me?
Yeah.
And I give them instruction, and there's $1,000 check. And They were so humble when I've given them the instruction. But when the money came, they never came back to the church. Stupid.
Right, that's right.
Most of the time when that happens, they lose the help. And they lose the money. sometimes lose their mind. See, money, you can't let money run you. Money will drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Who trying to get it? Don't get too close to me. I'm trying to get my money. Man, don't worry yourself. I never worry about no money.
Yes, sir.
And cause I live in a money factory.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God will make some more money for me. Say it.
God will make some more money for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know some theologian on the line said you're telling them people all that, but I'm not just telling them all that. I'm doing that.
Yeah,
right. This is scripture what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Our God is a mighty God.
Yes, sir.
Your God a mighty God?
Mighty God.
Notice here. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go. Wait a minute now. You got to hear this. Sell all and pay thy debt, and live thou and the children of the rest. Now, I'm going to really knock y'all now. I believe she gave him an offering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You almost got to, man. I don't care what the man of God said. I don't care what he said. I don't care how polite he be.
Uh-huh.
Man, I got the soul here now. The word done got me out of debt. And set me and my children free, and you think I'm just going to take this money and go live off of it? No. Somebody else needs to hear this man of God, and I'm going to put a seed in him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear me now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all been shouting otherwise.
Yes,
I'm a soul. I saw it just now in the spirit. I'm a soul in that man of God.
Yes,
and the Bible didn't tell you, but I believe the right direction she sold.
Yes, sir.
And the man of God could not tell her, no, I'm not going to take none. He couldn't tell her that because he would have cut her off from the next floor.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prophetical encounters or do you? I said one. God, let me write this down. Write these few things down. I got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Jesus use prophetically what was available in John 6. They kept telling them what they couldn't do. They didn't have enough. But Jesus prophetically spoke and said, tell them, set out.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you got to trust that.
Yes, sir.
In Luke 5, Jesus will test you before he trusts you.
Yeah.
Can I use your boat?
Yes, sir.
He didn't tell him put the net on the other side first.
Right.
He said, can I use your boat?
Yeah.
And the boy volunteered and said, yeah, use it, Lord. I said, we'll set you and watch you. And then the Lord reminded me while he was using the boat ministering, they heard it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's why that boy would say, at thy word,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll let down the net because I heard you preaching the word a few minutes ago. I believe what I heard.
Yes, sir.
At thy word, I'll let down the net. He had to hear some word to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? Sank that ship. Sank it. Ship that sank it. We must learn to follow prophetic direction by faith. She was operating by faith.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, she had to be.
Yeah.
She knew, boy, bringing all them vessels in there, I don't know how many they brought up in there. She knew that love, all wasn't going to thing, but she was operating by faith. She had a word from the prophet. She kept pouring. And she kept pouring. God kept multiplying. God kept multiplying.
Thank you.
You're supposed to be living a multiplying life.
Yes, sir.
And I release that right now.
Sir.
That's what I live.
Yes, sir.
Almost everything I touch multiply.
Yeah,
to the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
But everything I have belong to him.
Yes,
what do you got to do? Tell me, you know, buy her a car, buy him a car, buy her a car, buy him a house. He know I've done it before. Got a man in here. Start him off. The Lord told me to buy him a house. Wasn't a new house, but I bought it and fixed it up, bought it, and he got it and met him at the gate and gave him the key and went on home. And it gave him a leap. Now he in a brand new house. He brought me some money. When he sold the other house, brought me some money. And man, or sometimes, Sometime where the person need is a start.
Yes, sir.
They need somebody to give them a help. They're working and they're fighting, they're trying to get out, but just somebody to give them a boost. I tried to hand a woman. I'm walking, I'm proud of this. I got $100 bill in my hand, I said, Lord, I'm gonna give $100. And I raised the hand up, God said, buy a car. I said, oh God, I ain't no use. Buy a car. I said, all right, I'll do it. Gotta do it. Went to look for it. She's still riding in it.
Yes.
Happy as she can be. Still riding. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars I got back from that car. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He told me to buy a car. That's what he told me to do. Not one time, I've been more than one time.
Yes, sir.
See, when God bless you, you got to be ready to release.
Right.
Yeah, don't get all stocky and just trying to pile. No, bless somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Because when you bless, you even can receive seed when you bless your children. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
He didn't say who to sow in. If you sow in your children, the harvest will come back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we must learn how to follow direction by faith. And then I wrote number four, and I probably have missed many miracle provision. You and I probably have missed many miracle provision. You see, because we believe everything happened by hard praying. Maybe just pray in tongue. That's wonderful. I prayed sometimes two, 3 hours. I prayed night before last, two hours at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I never went to sleep hardly because I was being pulled by the Holy Ghost. Now, Joshua 1:8, and I'm going to have to close in a few minutes, children. Joshua 1:8. Tell us about preparation to step in prophetic provision. Joshua 1:8. You got to be prepared for this. You see, this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. But a lot of time, God sends you a prophetic word, and when your heart is prepared, somewhat, somehow, this woman in desperation, but her heart was prepared. She couldn't be no regular unstudent woman. She had some type of stewardship over her soul to trust a man of God that much. You see what I'm saying? You see, people who don't have no word in them, it's hard to talk to them. They suspect something. They don't know that God worked that way. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And so that's the way to prepare in Joshua 1:8. So it's very proper, my brothers and sisters, you take these notes in 1 Kings 17. Is another story of a woman, her and her boy about to die. And God sent the prophet there for her to sustain the prophet, but really he was sending the prophet to sustain her. And he gave her some unlikely orders. And then the Lord, the Holy Ghost said when she was going to get the water, he said, put some more pressure on her. Tell her, make you a cake. You know, you make your cuss, boy. Me and my boy about to die. I'm going to get you some water. And this preacher now talking about make me a cake. 1 Kings 17, read that sometime. And she was about to die. But when she obeyed the prophetical instruction, just like the oil, the meal kept rising.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. Yeah, for many days they said they ate of the meal. See, God didn't send her, him over there for to sustain him.
Right.
Because the raven was doing that.
Right.
He sent him over there to sustain her.
That's right.
Yes,
so prophetic encounters, let me close. Prophetic encounters are so important. And they're throughout the scripture. Jesus, most of the time, when he was operating in the prophetic, Jesus, oh my God, saw clean through things that people thought couldn't happen. And so now, from now on, when you're reading the scriptures, watch for the prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You set up to be spoken to now. You set up, You set up to go in some direction that the average person wouldn't go. You set up for prophetic encounters like they did in 2 Chronicles 20:20, throughout the Bible, in the Valley of Dry Bone.
Yeah.
Ezekiel prophetically spoke to the dry bone and said, told the dry bone, come alive. And then the Lord said, prophesy to the four winds. And the wind come blowing through and they all came alive and stood up like an army. See, prophetically, Jeremiah said, I'm not going to speak no more, but his word is like fire shut up in my bones. See, that's a fire in the prophetic that can bring manifestation and bring glorification to God.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that there are prophetic encounters carrying prophetic provision for you. I want you to get ready for that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, those three sections we have done this week, I've listened to two of them, and this one, you put the three together, and things are going to start happening. Matter of fact, I got a letter on my desk. Woman got a raise. Woman went on a month vacation she wasn't supposed to go to, and they sent her a check, and she thought she wasn't getting paid. So she want to be honest, she called the man back and said, no, y'all send me a check here. I've been off a month. He said, I know it. We send it to you. And I think it's a 7.3% raise too I'm going to give you.
Yes, sir.
See, these kind of things are going to start happening in our lives here, those who are listening. And then I want y'all to give it to your pastors or get it into me somewhere or through email. What all that stuff is, Leroy? Instagram, what all that? Send it some kind of way. I don't know. You talk to them about it. I don't know about all that. God bless you. I'll see you at the next Money Comet conference.
Yes, sir.
It was about an hour, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.